when I think about the courage that I see in your recognizing this in your attraction to being here, and when you talk about acceptance so eloquently, that one, you know, gets that there's a real authenticity there. I think that having that sense of acceptance to some degree must have really helped you when your son died.
Mm-hmm. Well, it took time.
Yeah, it doesn't happen time. Overnight.
No. Mm-mm. But, I mean, it was tough. And
your only child?
No, I have a daughter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but, losing a child...
You wouldn't wish it on anyone.
No. Mm-mm. But... let me read a poem for Willie.
That was the one I picked out, too, the one that you just had. I guess,
What Rises?
Yes.
Okay. What Rises? In the dream of moving water, my small raft bucks the current like salmon at Seattle's Ballard Locks. Downstairs I feed the cats, let Bodie out to stalk the sun, trounce crumpled dogwood leaves. Garbage day, carry bottles to the curb, wash up last night's dishes. A week of rain, now sun in the dining room windows lights the eastern corner. I settle down, a cup of ginger tea, an open book on my lap. Upstairs my husband sleeps off a cold. On top of the bookcase filled with Sufi stories and folktales from Spain, wrapped in a delicate Japanese silk scarf hand-painted with scenes of cranes and curly foam-tipped waves, rests Willie's box. Wild pheasant feathers gathered in the woods and a few shells decorate the top. Is it a present or an artwork? My poet friend Janice asks. My son's ashes, I tell her. I like to keep him near. I rise and stand near the window, inhaling the sun. 8 years gone, yet this morning he's here in the light, in the warmth, not under the earth or blowing in the wind. Like milk boiling over the rim of a pan on the stove, or the ginger tea frothing up the sides of the pot, something wells, sweeps up from a place I can't see, jars the meridians of my spine. Tears of being, mysterious exclamations for the sun, for this day, this life. This is how love lives. This is how I pray.
When someone dies young like that, there's got to be some reason. Do you ever think that maybe his work had been done, or that there was some mythic reason that you were able to recognize of why he died so young, or anything like that?
Well, it's interesting. He had premonitions quite often, dreams. In fact, one was he often had dreams of explosions, and he would draw them, and there'd be smoke, and you know, because it was a fiery crash, and there was an explosion, and it just seemed like he was living his life very quickly. I mean, he was very driven to accomplish a lot, and he seemed like he was on a different kind of a treadmill or something. I'm not quite sure the right word, but a different speed.
Different schedule than the rest of us?
Yeah, he was very driven. So it was, I was worried about him, but anyway, it was just such a horrible shock when that happened. I'm not sure about how those things work, you know, with in terms of fate and destiny. He certainly illuminated my life.